The former CEO of MoviePass, Ted Farnsworth, pleaded guilty Tuesday, January 7th, to fraud for lying to investors about the success of the company. Now he faces up to 25 years in prison. The subscription service gained a lot of attention in 2017, promising unlimited access to movies at theaters for just $9.95 a month. But that proved to be unattainable, despite reaching a peak of 3 million subscribers in 2018, with the company eventually filing for bankruptcy in 2020. According to the Justice Department, Farnsworth, who's been in federal custody since August 2023, falsely claimed the plan for the company was tested, sustainable, and would be profitable, or at least break even on subscription fees alone. Now he's accused of knowing all along that the $9.95 unlimited price was a temporary marketing gimmick intended to attract new investors. Farnsworth also pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit securities fraud as the leader of another publicly traded company, Vinco Ventures, Inc. Prosecutors said he tried to inflate its stock price and took millions of dollars from the company for himself. He faces 5 years on this count and another 20 for MoviePass. A sentencing date hasn't been set yet. As for MoviePass, the company has new management and a new business model with plans to relaunch at some point, but no specific timeline has yet been released.